collect yourself, my spirit, collect all your powers in order to praise the eternal Father and Creator. Tear apart the ties that keep you to earth and the insignificant attraction of the earth. Remove yourself from those creatures that take away from you your greatest beatitude, union with your Creator. Stay away from the temptations of the senses. Belong all to yourself. Control yourself, and in an enlightened Christian, experience deeply and humbly the greatness, contemplate it, and marvel and bow before Him. My eternal and unfathomable God, unintelligible being, my Creator, I approach you with holy awe. Forgive my finite spirit, its daring and yet powerless separation towards Thee, and powerless aspiration towards Thee and Thy holy place. No human wisdom is able to reach Thee. The spirit of Thy creatures lacks strength to touch upon the realms where Thou dwellest. Thou hast absolute power over all the creatures. Thou hast created us not to test Thee, but to bow before Thee and to recognize Thee in the miracles of Thy being. Thou alone canst recognize Thy depths. Thou alone canst comprehend Thine infinity. Eternal power of great holy truth, I feel Thee no matter how deep before Thee I stand. I recognize Thy autonomous being and the beginning of all creation from Thee. I feel Thy omnipotence and my own insignificance. Who am I to approach Thee and to talk to Thee, God, Creator? Let righteous feeling always prevail in my soul. They alone bring me, unworthy as I am, to contemplate God. They alone bring me, creature, up from the dust of the throne of the Creator. Eternal, unceased, uncreated, how shall I call Thee? I am dust and nothing. What name shall I give Thee? Can an earthly tongue pronounce Thy holy name? Can a soul chained to earth ascend to Thee without Thy help? No, in vain do I collect my strength. Thou hast no name, being of beings, God of kings, worlds and the universe, Lord of lords. Unspeakable is Thy name, and incomprehensible is Thy being. O Thou, whose spirit fills the universe, whose power manifests itself in all its wonders, whose uncreated beauty shines forth through the immeasurable, how unspeakable is Thy greatness. Thou unlimited in Thy actions bringest the world out of nothing into being, trembling the chaos heard Thy voice and brought forth creatures appointed to exist. Changes follow changes, countless worlds and suns shone forth at Thy voice in the darkness of the limitless abyss, and Thou hast appointed their way to the millions of planets. Thou wilt manifest itself to order beauty and the incomprehensible miracles of all the kingdom and creation. But the sun has lighted up the darkness, and the worlds began flowing along their right path. The entire new creation has become a mirror of Thy eternal divinity, a revelation of Thy omnipresence power. Romans 1:20. God, I find Thy greatness in all Thy works. It is indelibly imprinted in the prime matter of all that has been created. Its traces are noticeable in all that exists, down to the least significant thing, up to the extreme limits of the universe. O powerful in Thy beginnings, O mighty in contemplating them, Thou art God in what is great and what is small. Thou art in all. 1 Corinthians Proverbs chapter 6, 15 and 28. Unfathomable is thy being, omnipresent but hidden from all eyes, unseen but attested to all by all thy creatures, may exalted soul, my exalted soul views thee in its depth, inseparable from itself. Source of spirit, what am I before thee? How immortal loses all thy strength at the thought of thy omnipresence, thy limitless power and thy glory. O eternal, thou who hast created and supported me and supportest me even now, what would my life be without thy help? Where would I be if the all-powerful spark of thy glory did not inspire me? What would this world be without thee? This world filled with thy marvels, whatever thou wish, the suns that have been set on the flame by thee will yet blacken. Whatever thou orderest, the creation will not be able to stand without thee, and will turn to chaos again. Eternal God, who can find the limits of thy power? Who can comprehend the eternity? Who can measure the infinity? O merciful and O good Creator, how glorious art thou amongst the whole wonderful web of thy creatures! Thou hast established laws for nature, and nature must follow them and cannot break them. And behind these mysterious laws, thou hast hidden a great purpose to which thou hast destined thy creation. By thy power, the universe lives and moves, and thy wisdom makes it beautiful and lends it the harmonious order. Thou, omnipresent one, hast most wisely established all dominions of thy creations. Thou cold and winter, and the earth grows old, and the meadows are covered with glistening snow. Thou calls on spring, and the dead fields blossom with new life, and a more powerful influence of the mild light of the sun dresses them in beauty. Thou blessest the renewal fields with fruitfulness, and gives fruitation to the plants and the earth, for it obeys thee. Thou hast given crimson color to the rose, and the color of innocence to the lily, and their health-giving balsam to other plants. Thou, O powerful, givest many varied beauties and miraculous powers to the habitations that rise from the to the exhalations that rise from the earth. The voice of thunder announces to the peoples thy greatness, and the destructiveness of lightning tells of thy terrible yet merciful power. O holy God Sabaoth, who is thy equal? Whose spirit reaches the altitude of thy thoughts? Who can comprehend the limitlessness of thy marvels? Who can oppose the limitlessness of thy marvels? Who can oppose his power but thy action? Thou, the only God of all, thou keepest up the heavens and turnest the earth around its axles for thousands of years. Thou hast established the limits of the sea and bind the rivers within their banks. Thou commandest the storm and shakest the foundations of the mountains. Thou excitest the powers of nature and turnest them into the tools of thy goodness and of thy justice. All the nations from the east and to the west, and all the creatures that live under the sky, know thee by thy works. Holy and powerful, almighty and immortal God, heaven and earth are full of thy spirit. All the creatures feel thy blessed existence. Thy glory blinds the seraphim and the archangels. Countless myriads of spirits tremble around thy holy place and eternally rejoicing praise thy name. God of all the worlds, thou art always glorious in thy immeasure, immense power, unfathomable in thy wisdom, infinite in thy ever-present goodness. Let everything that breathes bow before thy throne, tremble at the thought of thee, and fall before, down before thee. Merciful God of all, accept mercifully the thankful praise of thy servants, for thou art the beginning and the end of all our hopes, joy, and comforts. Thou art holy and eternal, from a beam of light taken from various sources.